St. Vincent and the Grenadines, we've been having a change in our epidemiological profile, which means that no longer are we having deaths from infections and malnutrition and so forth. We are being having deaths caused by these diseases, which means that the causes of death in the country has been changing, and non-communicable diseases are number one on the list. And if I could draw to the 2011 mortality and morbidity M&E report from the Ministry of Health, these diseases have occupied the top causes of death in the country. And in 2011, we have malignant neoplasm at the top of the list. Then we have ischemic heart diseases, we have diabetes, and then we have high blood pressure. And this is generally including all deaths, which include children and adults. We have recognized that throughout the years that children have been neglected from the non-communicable diseases discussion. And it is because that we think that these chronic diseases or lifestyle diseases do not affect these children. However, children are affected as equally as adults, and so they are the cornerstone of a life course, whole of life approach to primary prevention and risk factor management. And therefore, we need to include them because children are the ones who will grow up to become adults, and they are the same ones who will carry these diseases that have been diagnosed early and carry these diseases. As we mentioned before, they are chronic diseases, so they will be the ones who will have to live with these diseases throughout their childhood and into adulthood.